Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it.
There's been a lot of talk about light today, and Rick talked about it too. This is our second week talking about vitality, and it's true. Vitality is an energy that moves through you. And I ended last week by saying it's a choice. You get to choose what to do with that vitality, but you don't get to choose whether or not it's there. Because it is there at all times. You can pretend it's not. You can turn yourself away from it. You can even turn the light off, but it's still shining. It's still there. So this song is perfect to start this new week out. You know, turn on the light. It's up to you to decide to turn on the light. And what happens way too often is we turn the lights out because we're not happy with what we see. And so we live in the dark. We keep walking, we keep moving through all that stuff and just think this is the way life is supposed to be. Well, I'm here to tell you today, life is not supposed to be anything but happy. How's that feel? Well, that was dull. I'm like up here going, life is supposed to be happy. You're like, no, yeah, okay. No, life is only supposed to fulfill you, only supposed to excite you, only. Now, here's the thing. Things happen along the way. But when you have a bedrock, a concretized bedrock of truth, of knowing who you are, then when things show up, they show up in your sphere of vitality and energy and love only and remembering who you are no matter what. I always love Dr. Bitzer's saying, which is never step off principle, even on special occasions. Is anybody right now experiencing a special occasion in their life? Yeah. Okay, good. Stepping away from principle is nothing but a recipe for failure, for sadness, for whatever other words you want to use that I'd rather not use this morning. So the title of my talk today, my power talk, is, thank you, Thor, you can do it, is Let It Rip. Now, here's what's interesting. So I looked up Let It Rip, and I was like, where does that come from? So it was first coined, anybody want to tell me what year? Take a guess. 18 what? It's 1840, first coined in 1840, and it is a sailing expression. And of course, I know nothing about sailing, but I understood it, because it's this. It was to leave the sails up, even if they could rip, in order to reach top speed. So you could hear the captain saying, let it rip. Let that sail rip. I am willing to take the risk of the sail ripping and allowing my speed to keep going, my vitality to keep expressing. I am not afraid of the sail ripping and causing me damage. And so that's what it was back then. And can't you just see those people, these really butch, like me, these really like guys up on the, what's it called, a mast, with those little things, some guy on in a birdcage. What are they called? The nest? You all know it. Just say it. The crow's nest. So there's the captain up in the crow's nest, like an Abercrombie and Fitch model, in my mind, anyway, with no shirt on, yelling, let her rip! It's a whole new meaning, yes. Doesn't it give you a whole new image of this? But that's what's in your mind. That's what should be in your mind. Right, Dean?
Yes.
Yes, you should just be like, let it rip. I am willing to just let life live itself through me because the vitality is always there. And my job is to be willing to say yes to it at all times, no matter what, no matter what. Now, it's also defined today in this way. Go ahead, Thor. Let it rip. An exhortation not to restrict the speed of something, hence an invitation to act without restraint or to pursue a reckless course. How's that feel? Y'all feel good with that? Who feels like that's a really good thing? Like that's something they believe in? Thank you, Glenn. I love that your hands are going up slowly. Are you digesting this? You're like, let me see. I don't like the word exhortation because I don't know what it means. I don't like reckless. But you know what? Who likes reckless? Well, I got to tell you, you're all sitting in a Science of Mind church. You are reckless. It's true. We are a reckless philosophy because we do not follow the tried and true. We do not follow any type of philosophy that holds us back. We do not follow any type of ideology that tells us good, bad, indifferent. It just says, figure it out. Know who you are and live from it. So I love this. To not restrict the speed of something. Where is that thing that Suzanne Benoit gave me? I think I put it right here. Nope, here it is. Okay, so Suzanne Benoit gave me this from Martha Graham. It says, there is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. Right? That's who you are. There is a vitality inside of you, a quickening, a pulse, an image, a passion that is just dying to get out. I got to tell you, watching Bernadette Peters last night stand on stage at 75 years old in a Bob Mackey gown, in a body that is like unstoppable, to walk out on that stage with such authority and to just walk out on stage and just like, hello. I will now entertain you for 2 hours. And the vitality through her. She is 75 years old, and she turned, walked up a little staircase, laid on the grand piano on a pillow, and then proceeded to sing Fever. Yeah. She laid on the piano on her belly. She turned over. She sat back up and finished the song. It was, did y'all just think that was one of the most amazing moments? I mean, it's just amazing, the vitality inside of her. And then a few of us got to go backstage and meet her. I know her, but they got to meet her, to go backstage. And she, after 2 hours of singing, she just walked into the room in a beautiful little dress, tight little dress, and says hello to everybody. And just the energy, the exuberance, the love of her life, the love of living. And I sat in that audience last night just going, yeah, I'm ready. I am ready for more. I am ready for more of life to express through me. And part of that is because of you guys, watching you this last week, watching your decision to step into this same thing. I'm about to celebrate 20 years of ministry, and it went by in a flash. And I feel like I'm just starting. I'm just starting to understand what this thing called ministry is all about, how to use it even better, how to understand this teaching more vividly. And this is a part of it. I am not interested in slowing down. Have you noticed? I am really not interested in slowing down, but I am interested in filling back up. Jonathan just took a sabbatical. One of my students, who became a minister 8 years into my ministry, has taken a sabbatical, and I have never taken a sabbatical. I'm so jealous. But I am going to take some time off this summer to refuel, to fill up, not to slow down. I can't slow down. There's something in me, there's something in you that will not let you slow down if you just turn over to it. Right, Robbie? You're not slowing down, are you?
Nope.
Aren't you going to Europe or something sometime soon? Did you just come back? You're going nowhere? Well, you've been here for 20 years with me. That's it. Can we give it up for Robbie? 20 years. Wow. So here's the thing. In truth, the quantum field is always moving at top speed. It can't do anything else. So if that's who you are, if you are this quantum field of pure energy and creativity, and if it's moving at top speed, Holly Dickinson, then there's nothing you can do other than try to slow it down. But what if you didn't? What if you stopped all of your yeah buts? How many of you have yeah buts? Every hand should go up because I've heard them. Yeah, all that, I can't do it because. Yeah, but I could do this. Well, maybe later. I'll do it when this happens. No, just open the freaking floodgates And as my friend, the model up at the top of the birdcage, says, let it rip. However, I know it's a crow's nest. I did direct Yo Ho Ho, A Pirate's Christmas. I do understand these things. So, which Jonathan starred in, by the way. So, all of this is really my, I get to do a little power talk here and just say, that's what I want for all of you. That's what I wish for all of us. This vitality, this quickening, this pulse, this passion, this speed, this allowing life to live me from the inside out. But there's a caveat. Ernest says this, life externalizes at the level of our thought. So it's nice that you have all this vitality. It's nice that you have all this energy, right, Sherry? It's nice that you have all this passion. It's wonderful that you have all this opportunity, all this potentiality, that you have all of this to navigate. However, as Ernest Holmes says, it's going to externalize based on your thoughts, based on what you do with it. All it's doing is waiting for you to direct it, just like that sailboat. See all those sailboats in the background there? I picked that slide, that picture, because you have tons of sails in your consciousness, metaphorically. Tons of ideas. And what you need to do is direct them. Where do they want to go? And that doesn't mean, for all you control freaks out there, to control it. What it means is to ask the question, where is mine to go? What wants to take me on a journey? What is ready for me? And then allow it to come through you. And then take your sails, lift them up. I think you pull them. Lift them up. Hoist them. Hoist the sails. You hoist them up. And then you feel the wind. You feel the energy. You feel the vitality. And then you use it. Let it take you on a journey. All of you. Wherever that journey wants to take you. I don't know where mine's going to really end up, where it's going to finalize. I mean, I will someday sail out to sea, you know? But before then, before that happens, I want those sails lifted. Sails, all of them. And I want to be willing to let spirit take me wherever I want, wherever it wants to take me. And I will be a willing navigator. And I will navigate it. And that's what I know for every single one of you. So take a deep breath. There is a purpose. There is a divine energy inside of each one of us. And that energy, that purpose, that expression, that passion is bubbling up today, saying to you, raise your sails. Let me provide the wind to take you wherever you want to go, because that's the way it works. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.